Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment. It's the 67th Annual Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association Convention and Trade Show, July 19th and 20th at the Embassy Suites in Norman. Convention speakers include NCBA's Jennifer Houston, Cattlemen Beef Board Chair Chuck Coffey, and opening session keynoter Congressman Frank Lucas. And this year's trade show will be bigger and better than ever. Registration information available on the website at okcattlemen.org. The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Convention and Trade Show, July 19th and 20th in Norman.
Picture a thick, furry, yield-slashing downy brome infestation on the left side of a wheat field. Now, picture clean, healthy rows of wheat on the right. What you're seeing is Coaxium wheat production system driven by Aggressor herbicide winning the war on weeds. Go to coaxium.com to find Coaxium varieties near you. Coaxium.com. Coaxium. Cleaner fields. Higher yields.
Well, cash cattle activity is expected to remain sluggish today, with bids and asking prices not expected to be clearly defined following the strong shift higher in the futures trade yesterday and general sluggish interest from packers at this point so far. Now, packer bids are expected to improve through the day, but the typical low token bids are likely through the morning, may improve though through the afternoon. Futures trade is expected to be mixed to mostly higher today. The tone of the complex is firming following aggressive market support in feeder cattle and live cattle trade. The opportunity for position is becoming more available, but the recent technical support could spark additional short-term support during morning trade. Now, limit gains yesterday, they're expected to leave the hog futures firm here this morning. Initial trades expected to remain mixed with a combination of follow-through buying and position taking developing while volume remains limited, at least during the first part of trade this morning. Expanded trading limits are available in the hog futures, allowing markets to move $4.50 in either direction. Hog futures will need to string together two or three moderate to strong gains in order to solidify the market move as more than just a market correction. On the grains, all three wheat exchanges are posting losses. Sticking with the themes of the last couple of weeks, solid yield potential in the southern and northern plains, a shift to more favorable weather in the Black Sea, and the need to stay competitively priced to corn. Foreign wheat prices suffered another tough session yesterday, with Paris milling wheat settling at 173 euros, the lowest trade since May 22nd, despite some loose concerns about overall European wheat production. The same is true with Russia, as primary production estimates are swooning, but not resonating with price. Followed through sell pressure in all corn contracts, with pressure mostly equal throughout the curve, with the exception of in-delivery July. Can't help but notice the December contract following the head and shoulders pattern we outlined on Monday. We're going to check all your futures in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Well, August live cattle is up 197 at 108.12. October up 190 at 109.30. August feeder cattle up 397, 142.87. September up 437, 143.12. August soybeans, August hogs, excuse me, up $3, 79.07. October up $3 at 71 even. Kansas City wheat, September down 1.5 yesterday, 439.25. December down 1.5, 461. Chicago wheat, September down 8.25 at 502.75. December was down 7.25 at 515.5. September corn down 7 cents, 432.5. December was down 6.5 cents at 437.25. August soybeans up 7 cents, 886. September was up 6.5 cents, 891.75. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.